President-elect Donald Trump reaffirms support for Pete Hegseth, posts article blasting attacks. By Christina Wong on December 5, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump reaffirmed support for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth on Thursday, posting from his account on Truth Social an article slamming the barrage of Democrat attacks on him. The post from Trump, in addition to his verbal assurances to Hegseth himself, show that he still fully backs Hegseth, contrary to reports claiming he is considering other options. The op-ed, by the New York Post's Miranda Devine, is entitled, "Dems Attacks on the Intelligent, Articulate and Patriotic Pete Hegseth Show Why They Lost, a Salute to Trump's Defense Secretary Pick." Devine touted his qualifications, writing, "Intelligent, articulate, patriotic. A graduate of Princeton and Harvard, a combat veteran of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. With two Bronze Stars, Hegseth, 44, is an inspired choice to lead the Pentagon and rid it of the woke poison that has sent recruitment levels down the toilet. He's a lot better qualified to run the Defense Department than Kamala Harris ever was to be Commander-in-Chief." She called Hegseth the perfect patriot to restore the morale of a dispirited military that has seen humiliation heaped on top of indignity in the Biden-Harris era, from the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan to the collapse of the Gaza Pier, not to mention the exhibitionistic sexual fetishism that seems to have infected elements of the armed services. She added that he would eradicate from the military the destructive ideology of critical race theory backed General Mark Thoroughly Modern Milley, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, protege of Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden pet and de facto former leader of the military wing of the resistance against Trump. She praised his ideas on how to reform the military, which he has laid out in speeches and his books. She cited one excerpt from his book, The War on Warriors, Behind the Betrayal of the Men Who Keep Us Free, where he wrote, "Our elites are like the feckless drug-addled businessmen at Nakatomi Plaza, looking down on Bruce Willis, John McClane and Die Hard. But there will come a day when they realize they need John McClane. That in fact their ability to live in peace and prosperity has always depended on guys like him being honorable, powerful and deadly." She also cited his recent interview on the Sean Ryan Show, where he called for firing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Charles C.Q. Brown. Any general, admiral, whatever, that was involved in any of the DEI/woke SD has got to go, he said. Either you're in for war fighting, and that's the only litmus test we care about. You gotta get DEI, diversity, equity and inclusion, and CRT, critical race theory, out of military academies. You're not training young officers to be baptized in this kind of thinking." She also noted that the military-industrial complex freaked out at the thought of not having a puppet heading the Pentagon, and noted that Wall Street was unnerved by his selection, because defense contractors will lose their clout. She quoted a defense industry lobbyist, who told Politico, "Who the FK is this guy?" as well as another defense official who told CNN, "Everyone is simply shocked and warned there would be an effort to take him down." She also cited neoconservative John Bolton and never-Trumper former Representative Adam Kinzinger, Ariel, bashing the pick. She blasted MSNBC host Joyless Reid's attack on Hegseth as a Fox Weekend morning show host without mentioning his Ivy League credentials. "It's the same snobbery and elitism that cost Dems the election. Not just the Electoral College, the House and the Senate, but the popular vote," she wrote, concluding, "the times they are a-changing. Trump has the mandate for change, and he is making the most of it." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.